The GitHub Actions and Pages outage hit HN with 414 points and 338 comments, which tracks when GitHub goes down during working hours. It's not just inconvenient. For a significant fraction of the software industry, it's a full stop. CI pipelines fail, deployments block, code reviews stall. The thread was part technical diagnosis, part collective therapy session.
What's worth analyzing here, beyond the outage itself, is the concentration risk it exposes. GitHub has become so central to software development workflows, not just code hosting, but CI or CD, container registries, security scanning, project management, package distribution, that a single availability incident has outsized downstream effects. The platform has accumulated so much infrastructure responsibility that its failure surface is enormous.
Several HN commenters made the point that this is partly a consequence of GitHub's pricing model. Free and low-cost tiers have made GitHub Actions the path of least resistance for CI or CD at scale. When the alternative is running your own Jenkins or BuildKite infrastructure, most teams, especially early-stage ones, opt for the managed solution, which is rational individually but creates fragility at the ecosystem level.
Proven Metal out of YCS26 is an interesting counterpoint in the hardware space. They're promising PCB delivery in days rather than the industry standard weeks. The HN thread on the Launch HN post had a lot of experienced hardware engineers asking pointed questions about yield rates, component sourcing constraints, and what days actually means in practice. But the core value proposition, compressing the hardware iteration cycle, addresses a real and well-documented pain point.
Software engineers can push code and get feedback in minutes. Hardware engineers have been living with week-long feedback loops on board revisions for decades. If Proven Metal can genuinely compress that to days, even for prototyping quantities, the compounding effect on development velocity is real. You go from 3 or 4 hardware iterations per month to potentially 10 or 12. That changes what's feasible to explore.
The USB-C cable testing piece is less obviously important, but got 203 points for good reason. The author describes discovering that cables marketed for certain capabilities, high wattage charging, USB 3.2 speeds, Thunderbolt compatibility, frequently don't deliver what the label promises. This is a standards enforcement problem. USBF certification exists, but it's not mandatory, and the labeling requirements are inconsistent enough that consumers have essentially no reliable signal.
The engineering reality is that USB-C as a connector standard has become a victim of its own versatility. The same physical connector can carry USB 2.0, USB 3.2 Gen 2x2, Thunderbolt 4, DisplayPort Alt mode, or simple 5-watt charging. And you cannot tell from looking at the cable which of those it actually supports. The author's solution of using a cable tester to verify actual capability before trusting a cable is sensible, but shouldn't be necessary.
The regulatory angle here is worth flagging. The EU's common charger mandate, which drove USB-C adoption across devices, didn't fully address cable quality standards. You can technically comply with the mandate using a cable that delivers inadequate power delivery or can't actually support high-speed data transfer. The next frontier for this regulation should probably be enforcing minimum performance standards for cables marketed with specific capability claims.
The framework laptop data breach, via a Metabase zero-day, deserves attention too. Framework is a company that has built significant community trust around repairability and transparency. Disclosing a breach via third-party tool vulnerability, Metabase is a popular open-source business intelligence platform, and doing so publicly and in detail is actually a model of how breach disclosure should work. The HN thread praised the transparency, while also noting that this kind of supply chain vulnerability, where the breach vector is a tool in your analytics stack rather than your core product, is increasingly common and hard to anticipate.
Metabase has had security issues before. The lesson that security-conscious companies are drawing from this is that your attack surface now includes every SaaS tool and self-hosted analytics platform in your environment, not just your core infrastructure. A BI tool with a zero-day is as dangerous as a vulnerable database if it has access to customer data.
The parser piece, "Parsers don't have to be complicated," is a technical essay that lands well with the HN audience because it pushes back against a certain kind of engineering orthodoxy. the argument is essentially that handwritten recursive descent parsers are often simpler, faster, and more maintainable than parser generators for practical use cases. The essay uses a scanner pattern to demonstrate that you can handle a surprising range of parsing problems with straightforward code before you need to reach for Lex.
What I find interesting about that piece in the context of today's broader themes is the taste angle, which connects to one of the most commented pieces today.